Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're going deep into the book of Genesis.
Oh, yeah.
Exploring this story of Abram.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're going to find it fascinating how this ancient wisdom really applies to all of us, even today.
I think so, too. Yeah. It's really amazing how these stories from, thousands of years ago
right.
still have so much power,
Right.
They offer like a lens
yeah.
to examine our own lives and choices,
I totally agree. And for those who may need a little refresher, let's quickly recap the story.
Yeah.
Okay. So we find Abram in this world of warring kings.
Right.
Shifting alliances.
Totally. And this isn't, some small little territorial thing.
Yeah.
These were like powerful kingdoms
yeah.
with huge consequences for anyone caught in the middle.
Exactly. And, Abram's nephew, Lot.
Right.
He gets caught up in this whole conflict and he's taken prisoner.
Yeah.
And this puts Abram in a really, really tough spot.
Yeah, this is where it gets good. Abram has to make a choice.
Yeah.
Does he, does he play it safe?
Protect what he has.
Yeah. Protect what he has.
Or risk it all to save family.
Exactly.
And spoiler alert, he doesn't even hesitate.
Nope.
He gathers his men.
Yeah.
And sets off on this daring rescue mission.
Oh, I love it.
It's like the classic underdog.
Total underdog. Yeah.
Abram leading his people to victory.
Against all odds.
Against overwhelming odds.
It's amazing.
This is where we really see Abram's courage,
loyalty, You see it all right there.
It's not about personal gain,
no.
Glory.
Right.
It's about responsibility.
It's about family.
It was family.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really makes you think.
It does.
What would we do for our loved ones?
Yeah. What sacrifices would we make? What risks would we take?
Exactly. And the story doesn't stop there.
Oh, no.
After the battle, he encounters this figure, Melchizedek.
Okay.
And Melchizedek is both royal and priestly.
Interesting.
So this kind of adds like a spiritual dimension to the whole thing.
Right.
Melchizedek blesses Abram.
Uh-huh.
And then Abram gives him a tenth of everything he has.
Wow.
And this is actually the first instance of what we call tithing.
Oh, wow. That's fascinating.
Right.
Yeah.
This act of gratitude.
It's beautiful.
This recognition of a higher power.
Like recognizing there's something bigger than himself.
Yeah.
Guiding his path.
Yeah. And this concept of tithing.
Right.
It's resonated throughout history.
It has.
You see it in a lot of different traditions.
Yeah. It's like a reminder that we're all part of something bigger than ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And giving back is a way of showing gratitude.
Yes.
Contributing to the well-being and everything.
Okay, so we've got this epic tale.
I know, I love it.
Of courage and loyalty.
Yeah.
And spiritual awareness.
Absolutely.
But what does it all mean for us?
Right. What does it mean for us today?
How do we apply these principles
yeah.
to modern life?
That's the best part, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the beauty of these stories. They're timeless,
Yes.
They offer timeless wisdom.
Okay, let's start with Abram's loyalty to family.
Okay.
He didn't even think twice about risking everything to save Lot.
Right.
What a powerful example of putting family first.
It is.
Even when it's hard.
Absolutely. Think about the people in your life you would do anything for.
Yeah.
Who are the Lots in your world? How can you show up for them?
Right.
With that same kind of unwavering support that Abram did.
It's powerful.
It is.
Yeah, it's a good reminder that sometimes the bravest thing you can do is just be there for someone.
Totally. And, speaking of courage,
right.
Abram's rescue mission, that's got another big lesson for us.
Yeah.
Facing those odds, he didn't give up on what he thought was right.
He could have stayed home.
Oh, yeah. The easy way out, right.
To play it safe.
Totally. But he chose to act.
Yeah.
Even when it was risky.
You put everything on the line.
That's what courage is, right? It's not about not being afraid.
That's
it's
it.
Doing it anyway.
And that's something we can all relate to.
For sure.
We all face challenges, big and small.
Yeah, and we need that strength
yeah.
to get through them.
Think about a time when you had to speak up, stand up for something important,
yeah,
or make a tough choice that no one else agreed with.
That's when we need to be like Abram.
We have the power to make a difference.
We do.
Even when it seems impossible.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then there's the part where he refuses the spoils of war.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
Yeah, you see his integrity
yeah.
right there.
He could have taken it all.
Oh, yeah. Riches rewards the whole thing.
But he knew
right.
true success wasn't about money.
It's not about that.
He did what was right.
Yeah.
Not what would make him rich.
Exactly.
That's a good lesson for us.
Especially these days.
When everything is about status and possessions.
Totally. It makes you think, though, right?
It does.
About those times when you're tempted to compromise.
Oh, yeah, we've all been there.
Just to get ahead.
But Abram reminds us,
Totally.
staying true to yourself
Even when it's hard.
is the best way in the long run.
Absolutely. And then there's the tithing,
Right?
the offering to Melchizedek.
This adds another layer
It does.
to the story.
Yeah.
Gratitude, spiritual awareness.
It's beautiful.
It's saying we're not in this alone.
They're not.
Someone greater is at
Yeah,
work
it's
here.
something bigger
Yeah.
going on.
And we should be thankful.
It's a shift in perspective
Yeah.
from entitlement to appreciation.
And that changes everything.
It does. It's not just about money either.
Right.
It's about that attitude of gratitude.
Recognizing the good things.
Yeah, like
Yeah.
taking time to appreciate the beauty around us,
Yeah.
all those little things.
Being kind to each other.
It all counts.
Giving back however we can.
And that's what's so cool about the story,
Yeah.
how it connects this ancient idea of tithing
Right.
to giving back to the world around us.
It's a
Yeah.
reminder that we're all connected.
Part of something bigger.
Exactly. And that brings us to the last piece of wisdom from Abram's story,
Okay.
the recognition of something bigger,
Yeah.
a higher power.
Guiding us.
Yeah. This encounter with Melchizedek, it's not just random.
Right.
I think it speaks to something deeper,
Okay.
like a universal human need,
For meaning.
connection
Yeah.
to something beyond ourselves.
Whether it's faith or spirituality or just believing in the good in people.
It gives you a sense of grounding,
Yeah.
direction, even when things are tough.
And that's something we all need.
We do, as we go through life with all its ups and downs.
Not alone. We're not.
Yeah, it's like we've got this ancient roadmap
Yeah.
showing us the way.
Exactly. And even though the world has changed a lot,
Right.
the basic questions are still the same.
How to face our fears, how to do the right thing,
How to find our place.
how to find meaning when everything feels chaotic.
And Abram's story gives us a way to think about those things.
It's not like a rule book.
Yeah.
It's more like inspiration.
Yeah, like a guide.
We can all be courageous and have integrity.
Be generous.
Be aware of something bigger than ourselves.
Absolutely. So, as we wrap up this deep dive,
Yeah.
what do you think is the most important thing here?
What should our listeners take away from all this?
For me, I think it's knowing that we're not alone. Like we're
Yeah.
part of this long line of people.
Connected by these stories.
Yeah, and the wisdom they
It's
hold.
like this huge well of experience that we can all draw from.
And it can help us through good times and bad.
So to end our show today,
Yeah.
we want to leave you with a question.
Okay.
How can you apply these ancient principles
Courage, integrity, generosity.
to your life today?
Think about it and keep exploring these amazing stories from our past.
Until next time, keep diving deep.